Okay. First things first, what is your name?
My name is Arden Osman.
Great. And what did you have for breakfast today?
Today I had a steak skillet with eggs and some French toast, homemade.
Delicious, man. Great way to start. Are you currently registered to vote?
Yes.
Great. And do you prefer voting in person or absentee, or what's your preferred method?
Kind of depends on the circumstances, but most of the time I believe it's better to do it in person if you can, because that's going to be the most apparent thing. It's going to be the most like, oh, going to have the most amount of visual influence.
Great. And you vote in Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Is this going to be your first time voting, or have you voted before?
I've had like doubts about it in the beginning, but this is going to be one of my first times voting.
Great. I guess in the times that you may have voted before, any experiences that sort of stand out about what it sort of felt like or what you're feeling now, going in?
I guess especially with this election coming on, it is one of those where it's like there is a big responsibility, because I've had conversations and like thoughts of where it's like, oh, my vote doesn't matter, when it's like even the smallest vote matters, because the smallest shift can tip the scale in either way. So I felt so it was like kind of almost a responsibility to take part in this, because this is going to shape what happens further down the line. It's like, oh, well, the president doesn't do anything for me. Well, the president has influence on who like the governor is, and then guess what, the governor has a lot more direct access to what you deal with. So it's like, if you vote for who's going to be the leader of the nation, then then it's a domino effect. And I think that's what I started to really realize. It's like everything has a trickle effect.
Absolutely. And then what are some of the issues that you think are important for as you figure out how you're going to make your choice? You don't necessarily say how you scale the issues, but just what are the the problems that you feel like you want to address with
Just in terms of like the country and anything like that, or
country, or just in your city, okay. State, any level.
I think poverty is a big issue right now in terms of like just kind of like welfare and whatnot, and how they kind of distribute it and how they kind of assess who's worthy of it or not, and then as well as rights, especially women rights, that kind of stuff, and how it's like they take away the rights of people who are going through all of that. And they don't, allow them to speak on it and that kind of stuff. So I believe those kind of rights and voters' rights, because I've seen a lot of like blatant racism in terms of like, stalling or like pretty much taking away a lot of voters' accessibility and or just ways to vote. So
absolutely. And then finally, we talked about this a little bit, but why do you think voting is such an important thing for everyone to do if they're eligible?
Because if you have the right to do it, if you have the ability to do it, you should do it, because at the end of the day, it's going to be your life that's going to be affected by it. So why not have a say and or an influence on what happens in your city, in your life? Because if you just write it off as, oh, it doesn't matter, and then you can't complain about everything that's happening because you actively had a role in changing it. So
absolutely. All right, well, that is it. Thanks so much for your time,